This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Congressman John Shimkus, Republican, from the land of Lincoln's 19th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the dueling reports from Republicans and the White House over what the stimulus package from last year has actually accomplished, and get his thoughts on the president appointing Elizabeth Warren as the head of the new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm happy to be with you. Thanks.
Well, obviously, you've got two different perspectives on the impact of the stimulus. You had a report this week from Senators McCain and Coburn pointing out millions of dollars being spent to see how monkeys react when they snort cocaine. And then you have the vice president today saying that we spent a lot of millions and even billions of dollars on critical infrastructure projects that have provided critical jobs while the economy takes time to recover. How do you look at this, and how do you think voters are looking at this?
Well, Yeah, everybody can give their own personal analysis, but the public understands that when the stimulus was enacted, the president promised that we'd be at 8% unemployment, that the stimulus would drive unemployment down to 8%. Of course, many of this country, I think we're probably at 9.8 nationally. Many states are still above 10. Some areas are even at 12%. So the judgment's been cast by the public that the stimulus is an absolute abject failure.
The White House also suggesting that the Congressional Budget Office has reported that at least in the second quarter of this year, the unemployment rate would have been up anywhere between 0.7 or 1.8%. So it goes into their argument that this may not be as good as we promised, but it's better than what it would be without it. Obviously, you have to factor in then the $800 billion spent, even if that is the case. Any credibility to that argument?
Well, bottom line is, it's not government that creates jobs, it's the private sector. This is misdirected funds. If you want to encourage people to hire and retain employees, they have an incentive. They have to have an incentive to do so, which is the possibility of future profits and automation and the like. They're just topsy-turvy in their view of how the real economy works. And they can battle all the statistics they want. The reality is their demise is based upon a promised stimulus that hasn't panned out.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. And Congressman, on Friday, the president, as most people expected he would, named Elizabeth Warren to head this new Consumer Financial Protection Agency, which was created inside the financial reform bill. Two questions I want to get your thoughts on. First of all, he basically made her a czar in order to circumvent congressional confirmation. Some have a big problem with that. Others don't. How do you see it?
We've got so many czars. We would give the communist and the old czarist Russia a run for its money. The executive branch has a lot of folks, confidential employees, on their staff. The reality is this position developed by, this legislation, I think would require congressional, at least Senate input, based upon the importance of the role. It shows you the depth by which the dysfunction because of a president who really was supposed to be able to bring us all together can't even trust his pick to a majority of the Senate, which is of his own party. It's really a weird thing to behold.
In terms of this new agency, he claims it's independent, will help consumers make critical financial decisions, make sure they don't get swindled by various entities on Wall Street. Do you see this as a good thing for consumers, or just more layers of bureaucracy, as others have feared?
Well, it's definitely more layers of bureaucracy. The whole financial modernization didn't go after the primary bad actors, and those are government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I mean, that was the biggest problem that we had, and it went untouched. Then we ought to look at the failure of the federal agencies we have and force them to clean up their act and hold them accountable and responsible to do their job. Adding just another layer and more government employees, which would be more burdensome for the taxation and operation, is just nonsensical. What the public is really upset at, the only place where we're creating jobs is in the nation's capital, And this is another example of government jobs being created at the expense of the private sector jobs.
Congressman, very interesting. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
All right, take care.
Illinois Congressman John Shimkus represents his state's 19th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.